For the first time since he became Pope 26 years ago, John Paul is sitting out this year's Holy Week ceremonies. Breathing disorders forced the pontiff into the hospital twice and led to last month's throat surgery. Today, a senior Vatican official said the ailing Pope, who's been battling Parkinson's disease for years, is serenely abandoning himself to God's will. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli in Rome is monitoring the Pope's condition. Hello, Sylvia.
Good morning.
From the looks of things, the Pope does not appear to be recovering as well as his doctors had expressed hope that he would. What is known about his condition?
Well, he appeared twice just for a few seconds at his window overlooking St. Peter's Square to wave at the crowd of pilgrims, but he was silent and looked in pain. On Sunday, he put his hand on his head and then pounded the lectern, perhaps a sign of frustration because he has difficulty speaking. And on Wednesday, he grimaced and looked as if he were about to cry. Italian media reported that he had a few breathing crises, that he's not reacting well to his medication, and is taking large doses of antibiotics to combat the danger of throat infection. Some Vatican sources say he does work a few hours a day, but he's very weak and needs a lot of rest. But all this information comes from unnamed sources.
Yeah, the Vatican doesn't seem very ready to provide details of his condition, does it?
No, the Vatican has not issued an official bulletin on the Pope's health since the day he left the hospital 12 days ago. Otherwise, top Vatican officials have made a variety of comments saying all is well. Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, the top theological watchdog, insisted yesterday that John Paul continues to lead the Church despite his struggle with illness. He said the Pope is working in absolute lucidity, his mind is alive, and the Pope takes few but crucial decisions. But as you said, at a solemn mass yesterday in St. Peter's Basilica, Cardinal Giambattista Re thanked the Pope for what he called his example of serene abandonment to God.
Isn't there something of a contradiction between the Vatican's silence and all these television images of the Pope's visible decline displayed all around the world?
This is the big paradox here. On the one hand, there's the traditional Vatican discretion and insistence that it's all business as usual. On the other, this is the first pope in history whose illness has been so exposed to the world. Keep in mind that no previous pope was ever hospitalized. They just disappeared quietly behind Vatican walls. There's an old expression that says the pope is never sick until he's dead. Well, that was until John Paul. He's a master of communication, and he has used his own physical deterioration as a metaphor of Christ's suffering on the cross. So the impression is that the Vatican bureaucracy is caught off guard and doesn't really know what to do. While doctors advise him to take it easy, John Paul is very strong-willed. He insisted on leaving the hospital earlier than scheduled so that he could be at the Vatican and visible to the world during Holy Week.
Sylvia, what is the Pope likely to be doing today, Good Friday, and then this coming Easter Sunday?
Well, this evening he's scheduled to make what's called a virtual appearance by video link from his Vatican apartment during the Way of the Cross ceremony at Rome's ancient Colosseum. And on Sunday he's scheduled to deliver his Easter blessing to the world. However, given his difficulty speaking, it's not clear just how much of it he'll be able to read himself. Then after Easter, the papal spotlight will dim a little, and there's a lot of concern here, even though nobody says it out loud, that the Pope could gradually become incapacitated. This is the nightmare scenario in an institution that has no provisions for forcibly replacing a living pontiff. And yesterday, Cardinal Ratzinger ruled out the possibility that John Paul could resign. He said he has a unique responsibility, which was entrusted to him by a God, and only God can take that away.
Thank you very much, NPR's Sylvia Pagioli in Rome.